This is Bishop King Solomon Burke speaking to you, and I am just blessed today to know that you out there in Radio Land are being blessed right now. There's a miracle waiting with your name on it, and all you have to do is come and claim it. I thank God for my godson, Reverend Gregory, who's in the miracle blessing business. God is really using this young man. People are being healed and delivered and touched. Bodies are being conditioned and turned around. Minds are being changed. Homes are being blessed. People are coming back to the new way of Christianity and knowing that God is their deliverer and savior. You too that are mixed up and confused and jinxed and voodoo and all messed up with bad luck, God can work that miracle for you. Would you trust in yourself and let God come into your life right now and do something special for you? Yes, some of you that are sitting there right now or riding in your car right now need a blessing right now. You need something special for this holiday. You need something for your home. You need a job. You need your body healed and touched. I want you to know that you too can be blessed. Would you look up and live? Would you just turn your mind around? Would you turn your heart around and turn your life around? Would you just ask God to remove those drugs and demonistic things from your home and your family and your loved ones and your life? You too can be richly blessed. God bless you. We're going to be praying with you. And Reverend Gregory, I'm here, and I want you to know that I'm standing by to pray with you and help you in any way that I possibly can. For God is in the miracle blessing business. But there is no failure in God.
And while she was pushing her way through,
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children once again. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Some right now have court cases that are pending and seem unwinnable. Some, at the sound of my voice, have situations to where everything they work on does not come as they pray. Write down the telephone number, friends. That's 404-212-2444. Some right now have sicknesses in their bodies, that arthritis, that rheumatism, that gout. Some say, well, Rev, I have a kidney problem. Some have high blood pressure. Some right now have diabetes. We have been putting many a different herbal remedies together for many a year. Some say, well, Rab, my nature's on vacation, or I'm trying to grow hair. You know, in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across that back. Come back, boil it, steep it, and then strain it into that jug so they can drink it and make it back to the fields the next morning. You might have a problem with witchcraft and voodoo and hoodoo around you, and you've been praying and praying and praying, and it seems as if the situation has not changed. You, my friends, might have enemies coming around to where you live, throwing stones and hiding their hands, sprinkling things down, doing all kinds of unnatural things. Riding up and down the road trying to find help. But my friends, I'm here in Atlanta. You can call me right now. Some have that court case that's pending that seems unwinnable. Some right now want that loved one back, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, that husband, that wife, that someone is else over there on the other side of town with, and you're trying to keep your home together. Yes, friends, you might just want to dress around that dwelling that you're living in so that things are peaceful and you're able to grow in your own home without Satan talking all kinds of foolishness around you. Get your pencils and paper ready. Call me right now. Some of you that are writing, my friends, I want you to write that mailing address down and put that prayer request down. Whatever donation you send to the ministry, my friends, you send it from your heart. I'm going to send you back a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil that we've sent around the country. I'm going to send you a cross for you to keep that spirit on high. Some say, well, Rev, I need to bathe and cleanse things around this home, even myself. I've telephone number, my friends. I want you to write it down. 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. I have one testimony we're going to play for you in just a minute of a man that had a problem within his body and cleared up a whole lot of situations at the same time. You might have a skin problem. You might have asthma and trying to worry about how you're going to breathe right later on. Telephone number, my friends, write it down. 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package for this reason right here. Whether it's a court case, whether your enemies are overbearing, I want you to write down the number, my friends. That's 404-212-2444. You know, my friends, we can talk about the Bible, the book of Genesis, the Revelation, but today I'm talking to you that are in need. Yes, you with your backs against the wall, you that are troubled about the situation that you're facing, whether it's financial, whether there's no peace in your home, whether you right now are looking at losing everything that you've acquired throughout life, my friends, write that telephone number down. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just leave a message or call me right back. I'm in the prayer office all throughout the day. Oh, my God. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address, I pray that you have your pencils and your paper ready. It's Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Again, that's Reverend Gregory, that's G-R-E-G-O-R-O-Y. P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip code, my friends, is 30321. And I know that you'll be glad that you did.
Right. Now, how long has it been that you've been having those headaches?
I've had those headaches for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And could nothing, they would always be there. When I got on medication, they started easing up then.
Uh-huh.
But the medication wouldn't get rid of them completely.
Right.
Now I've been without the medication 3 days. This is the fourth day right here.
So it's gotten rid of it completely. You don't have any drawbacks on it, or?
Well, I still can feel just a little bit.
But you're off the medication.
Right, I'm off the medication.
And what were you saying before? You was telling me when I first gave it to you, it
made me sweat.
And it made you worry, huh?
Right, it just got me. I didn't know what was wrong.
It was drawing all that out of your body.
Yeah.
And then later on, you went straight to the doctor, too.
Right, I went straight to the doctor.
Just to find out why you were sweating.
Right. What was wrong with me?
Uh-huh.
Because I had a pain on the left side of my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what was causing it.
Right. And then the doctor, he told you that nothing was wrong.
Them, he couldn't find nothing.
And so now you're off the medication and all you're doing is drinking your tea.
Right, drinking the tea.
I know that will work for you. Tell me something.
Okay.
Because I'm recording this right here.
Oh.
Yes, my friends. Telephone number, friends. 404 212-2444. Whether you've tried before to clear that situation up, whether every time you tried, did nothing happen, whether every time you thought it was going on and it seemed to go backwards, I'm asking you to try me through the power of God today with the Spirit of Christ in your heart, my friends. Write that telephone number down. No matter what that problem is, friends. Some say, well, Rev, that court case is worrying me. Some say, well, Reverend Gregory, it is no peace in that home. Some right now are wondering how those in the Bible have worked it out. But you know, that book of Genesis to Revelations is real, even when it came to witchcraft. Write that telephone number down, 404-212-2444. Some right now are saying, well, Rev, in my home, my wife has gone and my husband is gone and everyone is having fun laughing. I want you to keep your business to yourself. Everybody's business, nobody's business. But I'll show you, friends, you too can come through. Telephone number, friends, once again, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number. 404-212-2444. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. Again, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. If I cannot help you through the power of God, my friends, I sure enough to God will not harm you. Maybe you'd like to learn how to dress around your own home without having someone dance around that house. Nobody's business around what you have in your backyard. Some say, well, Rev, right now it seems that all my family is going through a generation curse. My friends, when you're right, put all that in that letter. Let me give you that mailing address once again. That's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it, my friends, 30321. For I know, my friends, you can work it through. You can turn it around. You can enjoy your life. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm asking you right now, until thee I cry, O Lord, my rock. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. Yes, you, my friends, that have been trying and trying throughout the years to clear that up. Whether you have a problem with your nature, whether you have a problem growing hair, whether it's natural or unnatural, my friends, oh, my God, as one minister used to say, we can fix it or unfix it. Again, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Now, for further information, my friends, I'm here in the prayer office all throughout the day. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial me right back. Our time is drawing down. Those of you that are bringing up children, my friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. After it's all gone, is something else to go backwards. Again, my friends, that's 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do. Thank you.
100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on today so we can share and study the Word of God together. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your glorious promise to exalt those who humble themselves before you. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Lord, we choose to worship and serve you only, for you alone are our God and our Savior. Father God, we reject the fleeting temptations of this world. And Father God, we cling to the eternal inheritance you have given us through your Son, Jesus. Now, God, we ask that you will have thine own way as we continue to decrease, God. We ask that you will increase within us. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on today, could you please turn them to Acts, the 8th chapter, the 7th and 8th verse. That's the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, the 7th and 8th verse. And it reads as follows. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. Verse 8, and there was great joy in that city. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is bigger and better. Bigger and better. We are setting the stage to these verses, where you see Philip, the deacon, and the evangelist travel to a city in Samaria to preach Christ after persecution scattered the believers from Jerusalem. There were many miracles, and God used Philip to perform mighty signs, casting out evil spirits and healing people who were paralyzed or unable to walk. But the results, the physical and the spiritual deliverance, brought a profound sense of celebration and great joy to the entire city. So the divine trade-up is, in the game, you must be willing to give up what you currently hold to receive something of higher value. You see, Acts 8 is a massive trade occurring that is happening in the lives of the Samaritans. They was relinquishing the small. You see, the people gave up their unclean spirits, they lameness. In human terms, they were heavy burdens, but in the economy of the soul, they represent the small broken things of a fallen world. You see, receiving the bigger, this is the exchange. In the exchange for their infirmities, they receive physical wholeness and spiritual freedom. They traded the paperclip of a crippled life for the house of God's kingdom power. My God. So here is the multiplying effect. In bigger and better, the goal isn't just a swap. It's a spiritual growth. It goes beyond the individual. You see, the notes that it wasn't just for one person being healed. It was many. I want you to take that down. This miracle wasn't for just one person. It was for anybody who believed God can do it. Come on here, somebody. Your testimony is not just for you, because you already know that God can do it. He can do whatever he says he can do. But it's for others to believe and to see. If God did it for him or her, he is well and able to do it for me. The ultimate value, the trade-up, signifies in verse 8, and there was great joy in that city. What city? Samaria. Joy is the better that outweighs any material possession. You see, the city moved from the state of spiritual bondage and physical suffering to a collective state of high value spiritual wealth. Somebody better get this. Huh? You are moving from one place to another place until you get to the high value of spiritual wealth. So the catalyst of this, which is the middleman, walk with us, Holy Ghost. In the game, you need a facilitator, someone to approach the door and propose the trade. Come on here, somebody. Philip's role. Philip acted as the catalyst. He brought the inventory of the gospel to the Samaritans. He showed them that they didn't have to settle for their current condition. There was something bigger and better available through Christ. I'm here this morning to tell you, you don't have to settle where you're at. You don't have to settle in your current condition. You don't have to live the life that you're living. You don't have to accept the disrespect. Come on here, somebody. You don't have to devalue yourself to fit in where somebody else wants you to fit in at. There is something bigger and better available through Christ. Thank you, Jesus. You see, you're moving from stagnation to momentum. The bigger and better game requires movement and action. The Samaritans was paralyzed. They were stagnant. But they had received restored mobility. When they were healed, they regained the ability to move. You see, the miracle wasn't just that they felt better, but that they could now participate in the bigger. They can participate in the bigger mission of the early church. They were no longer stuck at the starting item level of life. Whew, thank you, Holy Ghost. If you are stuck at a place and you are not growing, it's time for you to get before God and ask God, God, what you want me to do? Because I'm not growing here. I'm stagnant. I'm repeating the same thing over and over again. It's time for you to uproot. It's time for you to listen to the Holy Spirit. It's time for you to move into bigger and better. You see, it's significant. It's very significant that Philip came into a season of great flourishing after he was driven by persecution out of Jerusalem to a city in Samaria. You see, it took as though nothing good was happening. It just looked like nothing was going right. Nothing was happening. As though he had just went through a terrible ordeal of difficulties. He endured so much. But let me tell you one thing. God was using that shaking season to get him in a position to flourish and see his favor and blessing in new ways. This is the way God is using some of us. You see, like, God, nothing is happening. Nothing is coming my way that's good. And I have endured so many difficulties. Look like every time I come out of one trial, bam, I am into another one. But God is positioning you to flourish. God is positioning you for his favor and his blessings in new ways. Ways that you will never expect. Ways to, thank you, Holy Ghost, trigger the enemy so he can't see. To get the enemy off course. Because the enemy is watching your life. Oh, yes. He don't want you blessed. He wants you to stay stagnant. He don't want you to produce anything. You see, Philip saw all kinds of miracles in Samaria that he had never seen in Jerusalem. If he had stayed there, he would have missed the fullness of his destiny. When you're doing the right thing and a door closes, someone pushes you away, or the contract suddenly ends, or your job suddenly ends, people of God, I want you to stay in faith. God will open a bigger and better door. Samaria is waiting for you. There's a place of victory, a place of abundance, a place of flourishing that God has already prepared for you. You're going to do things you've never dreamed of. You're going to do things you thought that you wasn't ready to do. You're going to discover gifts you didn't even know you had. You're going to see the favor of God upon your life. You're going to witness your children being saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. You're going to witness your family coming out of difficulties. You're going to witness your family and your loved ones walking in their purpose. You're going to witness all of that. You are going to witness breakthroughs. You are going to witness healing. You are going to be a testament. That's why the enemy want to keep you stagnant. That's why the enemy do not want you to get to Samaria. Come on here, somebody. He don't want to get you to bigger and better because he want to keep you to the place where he can control you. Come on here now. But I want you to know that your best days are still ahead. You have not lost nothing. You have not lost a thing. Bigger and better. But see, you got to make up your mind. You got to make up your mind just like Philip did. He has said if he would have stayed in the place of Jerusalem, if he would have stayed there, he would have never encountered Samaria where the blessings was flourishing. You got to make up your mind. I'm coming out of this thing. I'm going to experience every blessing God has promised me. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you know what's best for us, and you're pushing and stretching us out of our comfort zone and into our purpose. God, thank you for closed doors as well as open doors. Father God, we believe that you have something bigger and something better and something more rewarding up in front of us and waiting for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in. And if you need to contact me,